It is just after 7:15 on a Tuesday morning. Elijah is joining us from The Gristle, a great show here on 2SER 107.3 for the latest on what's happening over there with our American cousins in the race to the White House. We'll start with the Democrats because they don't get as much love, I find, in the media as old Donald and the Republicans. So what's been happening? Bernie's still kicking?
He is. So I'll give you a very quick update. So we're moving towards the business end of this primary season. So on the Democratic side, once again, the win numbers just under 2,400. Clinton's got 1,700. Sanders has got about 1,000. So on the Democratic side, since we last spoke, Sanders has had a few wins. He's won a few states: Idaho, Utah, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington. The whole food states, as I like to call them. Clinton won Arizona. I'm not sure if we talked about that. And things have been getting a little bit heated over there because Sanders' campaign came out with a report from Greenpeace accusing Clinton of taking money from the fossil fuel lobby. Clinton accused Sanders' campaign of lying, saying, no, it's individuals from the lobby. And Sanders said, what's the difference? And then Clinton said, well, you're also taking money from them. So things are going to be coming to a head for during a candidate debate for the upcoming New York primary on the 19th. There's another primary tomorrow, but it looks like Sanders will win that.
So I guess the argument there is if you're taking money from fossil fuel companies, you're going to be soft on climate change. Is that kind of the argument there?
It is. And the nuance is, well, if you take money from a private individual who happens to work in the fossil fuel industry, is that making you as culpable? Because both sides seem to have taken money. So, it's not as exciting as what's going on the GOP side, which is like watching a slow motion car crash.
Yeah, so let's talk about the GOP side. Donald Trump, I mean, everyone heard about the interesting comments he made in regards to abortion. It took a bit of a dent for the first time, I think, in this campaign. People actually said, oh, he slipped up there, and he actually, I think, backpedaled to some degree.
He did. So Donald Trump's, as they like to say, he's like the Kama Sutra on these shoes, had many positions. So
that's a horrible image. Well, thank you for that.
It is, in particular on that topic. So Trump came out the other day and said, look, illegal abortion should be subject to punishment. And then he, sort of trying to send a bit of a dog whistle to evangelical Christians. He got slammed for this because in the past he's been quite pro-choice.
He's quite a liberal guy, right?
Well, yes. And actually the New York Times asked him a question as to whether any of his former partners had to have an abortion, and he didn't answer the question. And apparently he was a raver in Europe back in his days, so that suggests the answer is yes. apparently he was in some of those islands in Ibiza and so on. He was a bit of
a party animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's... he does look like he's in a bit of trouble. He's trailing Cruz in some of the primary polls for the primaries that are coming up. And more to the point, doesn't look like Trump's going to get enough votes in his own right to win the candidacy. It's looking very unlikely. So what that means is there's likely to be a brokered convention. And that's basically where a number of the candidates and establishment figures are going to have to horse trade. And apparently everyone hates Donald Trump more than Ted Cruz, although Ted Cruz's flatmate will probably have something to say about that. Trump's also been going on about, some other foreign policy.
He's been saying a lot about Korea and North Korea, I think.
He has. So Barack Obama had a conference this week about trying to deal with the issue of nuclear weapons. Trump's contribution was that everyone should have them, that Japan and South Korea should probably get them because he was sick of the US being the cop on the beat who wasn't getting paid.
This is going back to the isolationist days in the US's history. This is back, before World War I. That was a really popular sort of mood. Like, let's worry about our own stuff and not worry about the world. And as we know, last century, that kind of changed a lot.
Yeah, indeed. And it's interesting you say that because Trump, although we see him on TV with all his flashy big business, he's actually sort of anti-free trade a bit because... mainly probably because he's subject to a bit of international competition. So
tariffs
he's
and stuff.
Yeah, he's not a simple character. He's got a lot of complex and, dare I say, stupid positions on things. So yeah, look, by the end of this week and certainly by the end of this month, we'll certainly have a much better view of who's going to be the candidate, at least on the Democratic side, and we'll know whether the Trump juggernaut has met its fiery end.
And just quickly, John Kasich, my man in the GOP race, how's Johnny Boy doing? Is he still there?
He is, but he is trailing. He's getting under double digits. However, Trump has come out and said that he should leave, morally speaking. But he still has a pulse, barely.
Okay, all right. Let's keep our eyes on John Kasich, the Kasich train. All right, thanks so much, Elijah.
Thank
we'll
you.
Catch you in a couple of weeks or so when the next load of results get in and it's a clearer picture.
The mother load.